Left off discussing the Tosfos in the Zayin Amud Aleph, where Tosfos mentions that the sheet of Rashi is Adam Hukash Lakarka, and Tosfos raises a couple of issues. Number one, is it really the case that Adam is Hukash Lakarka? We're used to assuming that an Eved Knani, is Hukash Lakarka. And that we discussed potentially the Machlokas Rambam and Raivin. To what extent do we assume that it is Adam, or what extent do we assume that it really is Eved is Dino Kakarka? And the beer that Rav Chaim has, the differences between Chaval as opposed to Tashlumei Hezer. And then Tosfos raises a further issue that why would our Gemara assume as such a Dovra Poshut, assuming that Eved is even Hukash Lakarka? For after all, if you look in the Sugya and Bava Kam and Daf Yebezim and Aleph, Tosfos comments that that itself is a machlokes, whether an Eved is Dino Kekarka, or whether in fact it is Dino Kimitaltalin. Therefore, Tosfos writes that you should interpret our Gemara somewhat lazavka. A feeling tinsiloma that Isha is considered to be Dino Kekarka. Even then, this is not a legitimate Kinyan Agav, because Agav always means that Al Yedei the Kinyan Karka being Kono the Metaltalin, that's not what is happening in our Gemara. Or it also says in the Inami Hachi Kamar that if you assume that this would be legitimate Kedushin, since we have a Gzereshav of Kicha Kicha, that should allow for the next step, which is Karka, to be Nikna Al Yedei Metaltalin, and that certainly is not the case. That's what Tosa says, you should read the Gemara, because to assume as the Devar Poshet that this is a straight case of Kinyan Agav is somewhat difficult. So we started to discuss that sugi in Bava Kam and Daf Yebeis, where Tosa says that after all, whether in fact Eved is Dino Kekark or Dino Kemetaltalin, that is a machlokis amoraim, a machlokis between Ula and Rav Nachman. Here the Gemara writes the following Kiddush. When it comes to cases of Gvia, Gvias HaShibudim, so Ula says the name of Rabbi Elazar, that Govin Min HaAvadim Afilu Miyasmei, that an Eved is Dino Kekarka, and as far as Tashlumin is concerned, as far as Chusei Gvia, in such an instance we treat it as Karka, and therefore you can be Govin. And all of a sudden Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman says that Ein Govin Min HaYisomim, that Eved is Dino Kemetaltalin, and just as you can only be Govim in Hakarka, therefore one cannot be Govim in Talitlin, cannot be Govim Evan. So Tosus is immediately bothered. How is this possible? You have a Machlokes Samurayim, whether an Evet is Dino Kakarka, whether an Evet is Dino Kimetalitlin? How can that be? Don't we find Mishnayos on a level of Daraisa that tell us that it is clear that an Evet is Dino Kakarka? The Mishnah Baba Metziah and Daf Nun Vav discusses cases of Ona, Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lehem Ona, and the Mishnah tells us Ein Ona LeKarkos. We discussed it at length at Ramban and Parshas Bahar, exactly what that means, but at least as far as the details of Ona is concerned, Ein Ona LeKarkos, and the Gemara tells us is also true regarding Avadim, because an Eved is Hukash LeKarka. Or the Mishnah in Shavuos Sandaf Membeis tells us that the Eilu Dvarim She'ein Nishvayin Alehem, as we discussed yesterday, that there's no chiyuv shvua when it comes to karka, and the Gemara tells us so too when it comes to avadim that are hukash lakarka. So how all of a sudden can Rav Nachman say that an eved is dino kimetaltalin in light of those mishnayos in dealing with dinim daraisa that we assume clearly that eved is hukash lakarka? So Tosfos writes the following kiddush: when you're dealing with dinim daraisa, such as those two mishnayos, when it comes to ona, when it comes to shvua, certainly that is the case. Tosfos argues this entire sugya, Bava Kam and Daf Yebeis Simen Aleph, is only dealing with dinim derabanan. The chiddush of Rav Nachman is, despite the fact that when it comes to dinim daraisa eved hukash lakarka, that is not necessarily true when it comes to all dinim derabanan. That is the chiddush of Tosfos. And what are the examples of dinim derabanan? So Tosfos says, look at every case of the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing a case number one of gvias hachol, gvias hashibudim. Number two, the Gemara discusses a case of prusbel. The Gemara tells us that in order to have a prusbel, it's necessary to have karka. Prusbel chal al karka, because after all, karka is considered to be commanded gavuidami, and therefore we can argue that the chol was already parua in effect even before the conclusion of shvius. And therefore, this is not true when it comes to avadim. And furthermore, the Gemara is discussing the concept of agav. All three of these cases, Tosfos writes, only dinim drabanan, gvias achov, the case of prusbel, the case of agav. And now you understand the machlokes samurayim, that din daraisa, based on psukim that in Eved is Sukkah Shlakarka, is that true when it comes to Omile Durabanan? The Chiddush of Tosfos, number one, the Shita itself, the difference between in Din Daraisa and Din Durabanan, and the applications of Tosfos, right, are subject to Machlokes. Perhaps the simplest case that Tosfos mentions is Prusbul. There is dealing with the Din Durabanan, and you understand that Rav Nachman says regarding Din Durabanan, Eved is Kimetaltalin. It certainly is true that Prusbul is a Din Durabanan. This is what the Gemara writes in Gitnandav Lamin Vav, that certainly was the Takana of Hillel HaZaken. The Gemara says, Echad min hadvarm shehiskinu Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken saw that people were not willing to go ahead and to lend. After all, Karva Shnas HaSheva, we know that the conclusion of Shvius is going to cancel the debt, and therefore people will no longer be willing to lend money at that particular time. So therefore, Hillel established a vehicle by which the Chov can withstand, it can survive Shvius. And in such a case, that is Takana of Prusbul. Even though it's clear that Prusbul was a Takana Drabanan, after all, this was the Takana of Hillel HaZaken, however, you do find the following machlokis in the Gemara between Abaye and Rava. Does that mean that the Takana of Prusbul is only effective as Man Hazeh? That's the opinion of Abaye. Abaye tells us you have to realize that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is only Drabanan. And therefore, Bizman Hazeh, one can have a Prusbul, because the whole need for anything whatsoever, the whole fact that the Chov will be cancelled is only a Din Drabanan. And Rava disagrees. Rava comments that no, that Prusbul functions on a level of Daraisa, because after all, Rava says when it comes to issues of Din Yamamanos, here of course we have a principle of Hefker, Bezen Hefker. And therefore when it comes to Mili Damamon, the Chachamim certainly have the right to assume that what is yours is no longer yours. Certainly the Chachamim have a right to be Mafker Mamon. Maybe they even have a right of not only Hefker, but perhaps even a right of Lahaknos La'acherim. But certainly Lahafkir Mamon, that right the Chachamim have Midaraisa. And therefore Rava writes the following, even though it is true that Prusbul is a Takana, however, that Takana could operate even at a time that Shvius would be Daraisa. This is a Machlokas Lahalach between the Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Tes Zayin, Epoch Shmita V'Yovel, writes that you should realize that the entire Shtar Prusbul that we have is only because Shvius is Drabanan, and the Rambam writes when there will come a time that Shvius will be Daraisa, Prusbul is no longer going to function. The Rambam writes that the reason Shvius is Bizman HaZeh Drabanan is because Shvius requires Yovel, and we don't have Nihugin Yovel Bizman HaZeh, because after all, Yovel requires Kol Yoshveh Olel. Right, the Rambam Shita we've discussed at length in Perek Vav Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Kedusha Saret certainly is present. In principle, one could have Shmita Yovel Mitzvos Hatzlius Baretz even Bizman HaZeh on a level of Daraisa. The Rambam writes we don't, because the response of Knesset Yisrael, we don't have sufficient numbers in Eretz Yisrael, Kol Yoshveh Olel, and therefore it is only Drabanan. One could envision Shvi as being Daraisa. And the Rambam writes, but if that's true, Prusbul will no longer function. In other words, the Ramapasan is like the Shita of Abaye. And they're right, it is Masi. The Rabbi writes that we assume, as Rava, that know that even at a time that Shvius is Daraisa, Prusbul will continue to function. After all, it's a Takana Drabanan. Yeah, but the Takana is rooted in Hefker Bezen Hefker, so in such a case it has a Chalos, which is Daraisa. See, even that point that Tosfos writes, the simplest line of Tosfos, Prusbul is Drabanan, just even that Ha'ara. Prusbul is Drabanan, it's a Takana Drabanan, but yet, Rava says, and the Ravid assumes the Halacha, but its effect reaches even a Din Daraisa. Even if Shvius would be Daraisa, we can envision the possibility of Prusbul. The Chiddush that Tosfos assumes that Agav is a Din Drabanan, explicit in the Tosfos and Daf Yud Beis, that was against the Tosfos earlier in Kedushin and Daf Hei. The Gemara on the top of Daf Hei Aleph raised the issue of Uminayin Af Bishtar. How do you know that Shtar can work to affect Kedushin? So the Gemara said the following possibility, that Kesef is Eno Motzi, and yet Kesef is Machnis, so Shtar Shemotzi, Eno Din Shemachnis, a Kavachomra based on Kesef. If Kesef, certainly Shtar. The Gemara was Madche that no, that Mala Kesef, Shekein Podendo Hekte Shemaiser Sheni. No, you can't say if Kesef, definitely Shtar. Because I will show you that there is a case where kesef, yes, and shtar, no. Mala kesef shekein podin bohekdes emayser sheni. So Tosas immediately asks, if that's the pirch of the kavachomer, so therefore Tosas says, v'neima kavachomer mikarkos. Why not change the kavachomer from karka? Certainly karka cannot be used for the purpose of gerishin, but karka can be used for the purpose of kiddushin. So if karka, yes, then certainly shtar. Now with Tosas is kasha, and we discussed the various shittas. Is that really true? That kedushay kesef can be affected through karka, the several deus and the rishonim. But Tosas says, can't you have a kavachomer? Name a kavachomer mikarkos? So Tosas says that no, that also is an insufficient kavachomer. Because ikal mitrach, malakarka shekein niknin mitaltalin agabon. Because karka also has a chumrah. The chumrah of karka is kinyan agav. You see clearly, according to Tosas, that agav is a din daraisa. Here they're dealing with, again, the drashos on a level of daraisa. How do we know that a shtar kedushin is effective? Tosas says it should be derived based on kavachomer of karka. If karka, yes, certainly shtar, yes. The answer is that no. Karka has something over other kinyanim, and that is the possibility of a kinyan agav. It is obvious then that kinyan agav, according to Tosas, is a kinyan daraisa. In fact, Rabbi Kiveger, as we pointed out in Gilyan Hashas, earlier Kedushin Hayamad Aleph, right, cites the Kedushin of the Tosas above a Kamad Al Pien Beis, and so to this Tosas, whether agav is a kinyan daraisa, whether it's a din darabanan. This is also discussed in Tosas above a Kama, and Dav Kuf Daldam Beis, where Tosas assumes agav is a din daraisa. Tosas discusses this issue in a couple of places, in Simon Reish Beis, in Sivkatan Hay, and also in Simon Kukhov Dalin, Sivkatan Vav. The Tosas discusses this point, agav a kinyan daraisa, kinyan darabana. This is very relevant in Yanei Diyoma regarding Mechiras Chametz. We want to make sure that the Chametz belongs to the guy midaraisa, not merely midrabanan. So therefore we try to do many, many different kinyanim. So twice we do a kinyan agav. We do a kinyan agav that the goy should be kona the chametz, and we also perform the kinyan agav in terms of the schirus to see to it that the goy will fully be kona. So in such an instance, there's an assumption, number one, that agav is daraisa, number two, that the kinyan agav works when it comes to a goy. But again, these are two deus that you find in our Tosas. Good? A further issue. Gviya sachov. Tosas is further case. That's only a dindur abanan. Prusbo, you can tell me it's a dindur abanan. And I understand agav. Good. So Tosas assumes kinyagav is only a dindur abanan. Gviya sachov is a dindur abanan. Is that really true? The machlokis in the Gemara. Right? Whether you're gova me, avodim or not. So that is a dindur abanan. How can that be? So Tosas is clearly bothered by this. Gviya sachov, that's only a dindur abanan. So Tosas says, oh, this is based on the sugi we'll see on Daf Yud Gimel Beis in Kedushin. Tosas says, you're right. To be gova from yesomim in lekuchos, that also, I will tell you, is drabanan. Why? Because v'savar shibuda lav daraisa. V'lo govi ela midrabanan. That's the line in Tosas for Makami Yebeis and Aleph. Yeah, this is assuming Shibuda lav daraisa. If Shibuda lav daraisa, so therefore, here again we're dealing with a din dirabanan. What exactly does that mean, that line of Tosas? We've discussed again, we'll go through it at length, the Sugi and Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel, but in a nutshell, the following. Right, the Ran in Ksuvis and the Mem Daldum Abeis, Madapi Harif, quotes the Chiddush of the Ramban that writes that Shnei Shibudim. There are two different types of Shibudim. There is a Shibud Haguf and there is a Shibud Nechasim. Shibud Haguf is a Din Daraisa. Right? When I go ahead and borrow money, well, of course, I owe that money. You mean to say that there's no Shibud Haguf Midaraisa? That's a machlokes. You mean Midaraisa? I don't have to make good on any money that I owe. That's only a Takana Drabanan. Certainly cannot be. Shibud Haguf, that is a Din Daraisa. Shibud Nechasim, that's an issue. No? The fact that if the lova defaults, that I can be gova min hayesomim or min halakuchos, that there's a shibud not only al gufo shalova, but rather there's a kinyan lechatsayin on the nichse halova. That's how the Ritva presents it. And that's Sugya Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel. V'shibud kinyan l'chatzayinu. That's the Lashon HaRitva. That, one can question. The schusei gviya that I have, not minei, but min hayisomim, min halakukos, is that a din daraisa, or is that only drabanan? That is the machlokas, whether shibud a daraisa, shibud a drabanan. We've discussed in the past, the Tosos, we'll see in Daf Yud Gimel, right? Perhaps one can distinguish between various cases. Maybe some cases, Shibud Daraisa, some cases Shibuda Drabanan. The Shach discusses in length. And Simon Lamites, and Sivkot and Beis, the various Shitas and Rishonim. Right. How we assume the halacha? Three possibilities. Shibud Daraisa, Shibud Drabanan, or we treat it as a Sveika Dedina. Those are three possibilities that the Shach discusses. Again, not Shibud Haguf, but rather cases of Shibud Nechasim. Mention Shibud Nechasim, that there is a Kinyan Nechatzayim. Just the Gemara writes, for example, Bav Basra, Rav Kufay, and Hamad Beis, just the following Nafkamina, Bechor gets Pishnayim. Bechor gets Pishnayim. But the Torah says, Bechor gets Pishnayim of that which is Muksa, not that which is Rayim. If there's something that the father never possessed, the Bechor is not going to get Pishnayim. The Pasuk says only, Bechor asher yimatzela, that which is Matsui, Eitzel Ha'av. The Gemara says the following, let's assume someone owes money to the father. Would a Bechor get Pishnayim? So the Gemara suggests, and we'll have to see the Maskana, but the Gemara suggests that that should link to Shibud Daraisa. If you hold Shibud Daraisa, that means that the Malva has a Kinyan B'Nichsei Halove. So therefore the Nichsei Halove are Konri B'Malva L'Gabe Gviya. So therefore a Bechor can get Pishnayim of it. That already is called Matsui B'Yad Ha'av. It's not just simply that there is an indebtedness, more than that, there's a kinyan lachatzayin b'nichsei halove k'neged hakol, and therefore a bechor can get pishnayim. If you hold that shibud alav daraisa, that's not true, right? There's a kinyan haguf and halove, but there's no kinyan in the nichsei halove. So in such a case, that's called rayu. The father has a right, but the daraisa does not have a yad, a kinyan. In such a case, then there will be no schus of pishnayim, just as an example of an afgamina that the Gemara suggests. So Tosfos writes the following: you want to be gove min ha'avadim. So is that a din daraisa or is that a din drabanan? So Tosfos says, well, if you hold shibud alav daraisa, so there's only a shibud aguf, there's no shibud nechasim, and therefore the whole right to be gove min ha'lakuchos min ha'yisum is only a din drabanan. So that's the assumption: shibud alav daraisa. So therefore, you understand how Rav Nachman could argue that an eved is dino kimetaltum. Okay. This point to Tosfos. Is this a chiddush? Is this not a chiddush? Tosfos just says, you know what? Our Gemara is assuming shibud alav daraisa. Good. Well, if you hold shibud alav daraisa, then fine, I understand. But if you were to hold shibud daraisa, then obviously an eved is dino kikarta. Is that so simple? Is that so simple? This is the Ha'ar of the Ktzos, right? In Simon Lamites, Sifkot and Aleph, the Ktzos points out, he finds Tosfos very difficult. Let's assume the Chiddush of Tosfos, that all those Nafkaminas in the Gemara only dinim drabanan. Good, Prizval, Agav, and even Gvias HaShibudim. Why is Gviyas HaShibud in Drabanan? So Tosfos says, you're forced into a corner. Shibud alav daraisa. Tosfos writes, is that true? Tosfos writes the following Chiddush. He doesn't think that that is true at all. At all. Why? Because regardless of what you hold, Shibud daraisa or Shibud alav daraisa, the difference between karka as opposed to mitaltalin, that is only difference drabana. That's the chiddush of Ktzos. Let's assume, for example, you hold shibud daraisa. So that means that there is a not only shibud aguf, there's a shibud nechasim. There's a kinyan nechatzayin that the malva possesses on nichsei halove. So ask you a simple question: on what? On what? You know what the answer is? On everything. On everything. Not only karka, even metalflin as well. Shibud daraisa means that there's a shibud that extends not only on karka, but even on metalflin as well. The fact that I can only be gov karka, not metalflin, that there's only a din de rabbanan. Why? Because look, when it comes to karka, so I understand that yesh lo kol. You do a title search before I buy a house. You know, it's my responsibility to see to it that there's no lien on this property. When you're talking about metaltlin, how do you tell? So since metaltlin, let's say kol midrabanan, we don't allow gvia from metaltlin. But the Tzos points out what Tzos writes, he thinks is clear, that even if you hold Shibud Araisa, the chiluk between Kark and Metaltlin is only a tinter Rabbanan. And if you hold Shibud Alav Daraisa, so the opposite is true. There is a Shibud Haguf, but the Shibud Nechasim, Ben Karka, Ben Metaltlin, that doesn't exist. That's only the Rabbanan. Bottom line, there certainly is a difference between karka as opposed to metaltlin. But you know what the lumdus is? What did the chachamim do, the rabbanan? No? They distinguished between karka and metaltlin. What did they do? They elevated karka or they reduced metaltlin? That's the machlokas of shibud daraisa or shibud lav daraisa. If you're shibud daraisa, that means midaraisa, you could get everything. Midrabbanan, they said, you know what? Not true when it comes to metaltlin. Pseid lekuchos. Or maybe one could argue the opposite is true. Midaraisa is only a shibud aguf. There's no shibud chasim whatsoever. Who's going to lend money? This lover doesn't have assets. That's why he's coming to me. If you're not going to allow me to foreclose, I'm not going to lend money. So because of nilas delas, the chachamim granted a right to be gove from karka. What did the chachamim do? They granted zchusei gvi of karka, or they suspended zchusei gvi of metaltolin. But the difference between karka and metaltolin, the close right, is only drabana. Which means Tosis doesn't have to box themselves into a corner. One could maintain Kipshuto, that Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Yud Beis, that questions, what is the status of an Eved? Is that Dino Kekarka, Dino Kemetalkalin? That's only as far as the Rabbanans are concerned. Why? Because the difference between Kark and Metalkalin and Gvias HaShibudim is only the Rabbanan. And that's true even Lahalokha, that Shibud HaDaraisa. You don't have to go as far as Tosus as to assume that you must hold that she would allow Daraisa. That's Darv Dixos and Simon Lamites. Apparently you see, according to Tosus, a very great Kiddush. Why didn't Tosus say this? Why didn't Tosus just give a simple teretz as opposed to forcing themselves into a corner that the whole Sugin Bava Kama Daf Yud Beis is only if you assume she would allow Daraisa? Tosus apparently understood that the difference between Kark and Metaltin is Daraisa, not Drabana. And therefore, if you were to hold Shibuda, Daraisa could not be. You have to assume Shibuda Drabana. This Pashab Shad is the Rambam Shad. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Malva Velova, let's start with the Rambam in Perak Yid Aleph, Halacha Dalet. That's where the Rambam writes, Shibuda Daraisa. The Rambam writes the following. There's a difference between a milva bishtara as opposed to milva balpe. If you have a milva alpe, that you cannot be govim in halakuchos. A milva bishtar, yes, but milva balpe, you cannot be govim in halakuchos. The question is, why not? The Rambam writes the following, l'fi she'ein la kol. Because how can you fault a lokeach? If there was no shtar, the whole thing is a verbal agreement, well then how can you be go from lekuchos? It's unfair. So Mishum Pseida the lekuchos, you cannot be gova milva balpe miyadam. Good? In other words, in a nutshell, what is the Rambam telling us? Shibud Daraisa. Mi Daraisa, you should be able to be gova even in a case of milva balpe. The reason we are not is because of Pseida lekuchos. Good? When it comes to the case of milva shtar, look, then we don't feel bad for the lokeach. He should have investigated. After all, the Rambam writes, "Kol nichse halove tacha shibud hamalve min haTorah shibud daraisa, shibud daraisa." So the Rambam writes explicitly, "Malve valove yir aleph dalid shibud daraisa." Any limitation for zchusei gvia offhand, like a milva balpeh, din drabanan tzil lekuchos. Then you get to the Rambam just a little bit later. Perek Yid Aleph, Halacha Zayin. What about metaltlin? What about when it comes to Metaltamin? Why is it that we're not Gobe Metaltamin on Lekuchos? No, maybe the Rambam could have said a similar thing. Because how do you fault the Lokeach? Here the Rambam writes the following great Kiddush. No. Shehem Metaltamin Einon Tachas Shibud Balchov Min HaTorah. Wow. Metaltamin was never included in the Shibud. That's what the Rambam writes, Nidal of Zion. What do you see according to the Rambam Shita? Shibud Daraisa Karka, not Metaltamin. Not like Tzotz. Tzotz assumes if you hold Shibud Daraisa, then that applies Ben Bekarka, Ben Bemetaltamin. That is not true according to the Rambam Shita. Hashem Shad, Tosas is like the Rambam. That this is a Din Daraisa. And if you want to argue that it's only a Din Darabanan, you have to assume Shibud Lav Daraisa. But Shibud Daraisa means Karka as opposed to Metaltamin. That's what the Rambam writes. Metaltamin Einan Tacha Shibud Balchov Min HaTorah. Why exactly is that true? The Rambam understood the following Chiddush. When it comes to Gviyas HaChov, Gviyas HaShibudim, the purpose of Shibud Daraisa, that there is not only a Kinyan HaGuf, but a Kinyan Nechasim, it creates a certain sense of security, an assurance of Gviya. Rav Soloveitchik once made the following comment, that when it comes to Gviyas HaShibudim, the Gemara doesn't use the term karka versus metaltamin, but nechasim sheyesh lan hachrayis as opposed to nechasim she'ein lehem hachrayis. A shibud is chal on nechasim sheyesh lehem hachrayis. Yesh lan hachrayis is karka. Karka is non aide. The karka is fixed. It is permanent. Right? It's not going anywhere. So if I have a lien on your property, that creates that assurance, that security. That's nechashim sheish l'machrayis. That's not true when it comes to metaltamin. Metaltamin not nechashim sheish l'machrayis. And therefore, there's a marked difference, perhaps, between mi'ila or shavua or ona, or something that depends on karka versus metaltamin, as opposed to cases of gviyas hachov, where it's a function of yesh l'machrayis or ein l'machrayis. Within the Rambam Shita, even if one assumes Shibud Daraisa, still there's a difference between Karka as opposed to cases of Metaltamin, because even if one should argue that perhaps something could be Dino Kikarka, but here, the Koveya is whether it's Nechasim Sheish Nachrayas or Ein Nachrayas, and in such a case, if you have a Shibud on Metaltamin, that is not necessarily going to ensure the possibility of Gviya. A further Rambam, Hilchos Tomei V'Nitan, Perakei Halacha Dalet. Here the Rambam quotes the Shita of Rabbi Meir. What happens in the following case? Ta'ano anovim ha'omdos lihibotzer. Or if you have tvua, which is omedes l'ktsira. You have fruit that is fully grown, that is ripe, ready to be cut. And all of a sudden now, similar to what we discussed yesterday, you have a case of a moda b'miktsas. A person claims that these are mine, and you are moda that part yes and part no. No? So in such a case, there's a taina regarding anavim ha'omdos lehibatzer. V'hoda b'miktsasan v'kofra b'miktsasan moda b'miktsas. The Rambam writes the following, ha'rezen nishvaleim kishar ha'metaltalin. The Rambam writes, that is a shvua daraisa of moda b'miktsas. Why is that true? The anavim ha'omdos lehibatzer are kibitzuros damyan, the shita of Rabbi Meir, and therefore this is dino kemetaltalin, not dino kekarka, and therefore a shvua daraisa. We don't assume the prince we dealt with yesterday of Ein Nishvayin Al Hakarkaos. The Rambam writes, Shekol Ha'omed Lihibatzer Harehu Kibitzuros Le'inyan Kfira V'hoda. The Rambam passes like the view of Rabbi Meir. The Ravid makes the following statement. This is true when it comes to a Shvua, the context of the Rambam. The Gabi Hilchoshvuas, we assume that that which is Omdos Lihibatzer is considered to be Kibitzuros Damyan. The Ravid writes, Ve'efshar She'ein Lemeidim Shvu L'Shar Dvarim. The Ravid writes, what is true of Shvua, Kibitzurus Daniel, like Rameir Shita, is not necessarily true of Kol Torah Kula. And how do you know that's true? Where do you see that there is a difference? Ravid writes the following chiddush. After all, Shaharei Avadim Shal Yisomim Nidonim Kimitaltalin Uleinyan Shvua Einishvayin Aleihem. For example, what is my raya? The Ravid writes, an Eved is Dino Kekarka when it comes to Shvua, but not when it comes to Gvia. Avadim Shal Yisomim Nidonim Kimitaltalin. No? That's the chiddush that the Ravid writes. When it comes to an Eved, is it Dino Kekarka, is it Dino Kemetaltalin? The Ravid writes the fascinating lamdus that no? If you're dealing with Dine Shvua, so in such a case, an Eved is Sukash Lakarka. If you're dealing with Gvia, then an Eved is Dino Kemetaltalin. No? That's the chiddush. Boshem Shab, that's Rav Nachman, that's the Gibbava Kaman, Daf Yud Beis. What is the status of an Eved? Dino Kekarka, Dino Kemetaltalin? The Rabbi distinguishes between a case of Shvua as opposed to cases of Gvia. Why, in fact, should that be the case? Boshem Shab, exactly that Lamdas he mentioned earlier. When it comes to Gvia, we're not interested in whether something is Dino Kekarka or Dino Kemetaltalin, the Chevtsa. We're interested very simply whether it is nechasim sheyesh l'nachrayis as opposed to nechasim she'en l'nachrayis. If you have a lien on someone's land, that is nechasim sheyesh l'nachrayis. That's a real lien. What's wrong with the shibud on metaltalin? It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. A person will pick up and he will go off with his metaltalin. It will not be nitan ligavos. Isn't that exactly the same when it comes to an eved? How are you going to secure your schusay gvi regarding the eved? An eved is naidi, an eved is movable from one place to another. And in such a case, the Rabbin writes the chiddush that eved is dino kekarka legabe shvua, but not as far as schusay gvi are concerned. An important chiddush. If you look at the Rashbam, Bavasra kufchav chesem and aleph, the Rashbam writes this within Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that Ein Govi Min Havadim, our Shita Rav Nachman, Bava Kamad Af Yad Beis. The Rashba makes the following statement, Nihi De Ishkash Lekarkos, even though Eved is Hukash Lekarka, after all, Vishnachalta Mosan, that's true when it comes, for example, to Kinyanim, Kesev, Shtar, Chazaka, that's true when it comes to Shavuos, that's true when it comes to Ona, that an Eved is Dino Kekarka. Avala inyan balchov certainly kimetaltalei dami. And why is that true? Tosfos said it's true because shibud lav daraisa. No, the Rashbam writes a very different reason. You know why an eved is dino kimetaltalei when it comes to gvia? Because the ein balchov somech ela hakarkos she'en yocholam le'aved v'lozuz bimkomam. Because the malve is banking on karka. The fact that he has a right to an Eved, which is a Dover HaMetaltel, well, my level of Mori, he realized that's not going to get him very far. Right? To put it in different terms, an Eved could be Dino Kekarka, but an Eved is not Nechasim Sheish Lamachrayas. There's no security in that particular case. No security at all. In fact, Tosus points out in Shvuas Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph the following. Our case of Anavim Ha'omdos Libatzer, what we saw in that Rambam, is that considered to be Karka? Is that considered to be Metaltalin? Rav Meir came up with a great Chiddush that Anavim Ha'omdos Libatzer Kibitzuros Damien. Is that true when it comes to everything? Rabbi Meir says Kibitzuros, the Chachamim say no, that's not true. So Tosfos writes in Shvuas Mem Gimel Amud Aleph a fascinating chiddush, three halachas. Tosfos says the following: You have a machlokes, the Chachamim and Rav Meir. The Chachamim say as is. Rav Meir says kibitzuros damim. When do they agree? When do they argue? So Tosfos writes the following chiddush: Le'inyan Shabbos. That's how Tosfos begins. When it begins the Shabbos, what would the halacha be? Rav Meir is going to argue that peros tamos libatzer kibitzurus damian. If you go ahead and cut a ripe pre you're not chayv on Shabbos mishum kotzer. Because Rav Meir says kibitzuras damian, Tol says obviously not, obviously not. When it comes to Malachi Shabbos, everyone agrees, right? Kuli alma lav kibitzuras damian. Everybody agrees. And then Tosas writes the flip side. Tosas says, Uli inyan balchov. When it comes to Gvias HaShibudim, Tosas says, everyone agrees with Rav Meir, Kibitzuros Damyan. When it comes to Shabbos, everyone agrees with the Chachamim. When it comes to Gvias HaShibudim, everyone agrees with Rav Meir. What is the Machlokas, Rav Meir and the Chachamim? When it comes to Ona, when it comes to Shavua, the Rambam's case, Moda B'Miktas, that is the Machlokas. They are saying Chiddush. Why should that be true? Parshat Shan tells us the following. If you want to determine whether there is a Chiyuv on Shabbos or whether there is not, so what do you want to know? Whether Dino Kikarko or Dino Kimetaltalin? You get all excited, you pick up an Eved, you're Chayim Mishum Kotzer, because an Eved is Karka, and that's an act of Tzira. Of course not. No, Shabbos is dependent on whether something is Mechubar or whether something is Tolush. An Eved is not Mechubar Lakarka. Peros Ha'omdos Libatzer is absolutely Mechubar Lakarka. So if the Halach is a function of Mechubar versus Tolosh, there's no Machlokes. An Eved is Tolosh, and Peros Ha'omdos Libatzer are Mechubarim. When it comes to Gvias HaShibudim, that's dependent on the Chosim Sheishlam Achrayis. An Eved, there is no Achrayis. He's gone. The same is true, Tosa says, when it comes to Peros Ha'omdos Libatzer. I have a lien on someone's property. There is a very good likelihood that before I seize this person's property, he's going to harvest all the crops and he's off. In such a case, the crops that are Omdos Libatzer are comparable to Metaltalin. In other words, they are Nechasim She'en Lemachrayis. When you're dealing with Ona, you're dealing with Shvua, you want to know Bechefza, technically, whether this is Dino Kikarka, or whether it's Dino Kimetaltalin, then you understand very well that you can have a machlokes, Rabbi and the Chachamim, whether Kibitzuros or Lo Kibitzuros Damian. Like Lahalacha, the Gzeres HaKosuv of Ona, or Mi'ila, or Shvua. How does that apply to an Eved who moves but is Dino Kikarka? How does that apply to Peros that are Mechubarim, but at the same time, at any point in time, they can be cut? That's the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Those are three different halachos. Mechubar, Karka, and Echasim Sheish Na'achrayis. Rav Soloveitchik will often comment. That's why the Gemara doesn't use the same terminology. These are three different halachos. And therefore it's no stira to assume what is true of one, not true of the other. This is what Tosus writes also in Bava Kama and Daphne Testament Beis, Tosus Dermaschil Uposak. Tosa says that after all, kol ha'omi ligzos kegozos dami le'inyan balchov. Everyone agrees. When it comes to gvias hashibudim, if it's omi ligzos, it's kegozos dami. And therefore, delo tarif. Afogav apluk to linyan shvua. Even though they're arguing when it comes to shvuas, that Rambam, that's not true when it comes to other cases as well. The Rambam even has a further distinction. The Rambam writes, if you look in the Pirush Mishnayos and Shavuos, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, the Rambam writes, Nismach Lokes Rabbein HaChachamim, Anavim Omdos Libatzer, Lo Libatzer, the Rambam writes, Halacha Ki Chachamim, the Halach is like the Chachamim, that Omdos Libatzer are Lav Kibitzuros Damian, Lav Kibitzuros Damian. The Rambam Umar says the following, that's Davka Imasla Betora Shmira. But what I have just told you, the Peros Ardino Kekarka, that's only true when it comes to Shmira. When it comes to Shmira. Avlinian Mecha Chumemkar, and Ona'a, or Hodaya B'mikso, Shvuos, in such a case, then it is Dino Kemetaltalin, because Kol Ha'omen Li Batzer is Kibitzuros Dami Achidish, that the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayis. Peros Omdos Libatzer, there's a difference between Chiyuve Shmira as opposed to Ona or Shvua. Mekach Omemkar. Interesting Chiddush. This Pashav Shat, this line in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, right, is the resolution of an apparent steer in the Rambam. The Rambam writes Nochos Chirus in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet The Rambam writes the following: Hamosa lechavero davar hamochuber lekarka. Even if it's anavim ha'omdos libaser, the Rambam writes, Harei hein kekarka bedin hashomrim. If I go ahead and I have someone watch my karka and peros ha'omdos libaser, in such a case, dino kekarka, dino kekarka. The Magen Mishnah writes, v'yesh ledaktin bazeh. Not so simple. Because didn't we just read that Rambam in Toin V'nitan, Perakei? Where the Rambam said that if you have a case of Moda Miktas regarding Peros HaOmdos Libatzer, in such a case, Kibitzuros Damien and Dino Kimetautolin. That's the Ha'ar of Magen Mishnah. How does the Rambam write in Perak Beisif of Chaskiros Lagabe Shomrim that this is Dino Kekarka? Lagabe Moda Miktas, the Rambam writes that it is not true. It is Dino Kimetautolin. What is the answer? That Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis. The Rambam writes that one can split between Chiyuvei Shmira as opposed to even cases of Metaltalin. One could argue perhaps as follows. Good, the Peros are Omdos Libatzer. But certainly the Shomer has no right of Bitzira. You asked me to go ahead and watch these Peros. I have no right of usage. I can't use those Peros. No, in such an instance, therefore, that is considered to be Dino Kekarka. There's no assumption that it will lend itself to Bitsira at all. But the Rambam distinguishes even between, right, Dine Shomrim as opposed to cases of Modim Amitzas. One can distinguish between Chiyuve Shmira as opposed to cases of a Shvua Daraisa, of Modim Amitzas. We don't assume that Bechadam Achtam Achtiname. And if that's true, you understand very well. When Rav Nachman raised the issue in Bava Kama Daf Yud Beis, whether an Eved is Dino Kekarka or Dino Kemetalplin, what was Tosfos Kasha? How can you say such a thing? Isn't it Mefurish that Ein Nishbayin Alavadim, Ein Ona Alavadim? That's true. Rav Nachman knows that an Eved is Dino Kekarka. That's not the Machlokes. But when it comes to Gvias Hashibudim, Rav Nachman is of the opinion that an Eved is called Mechasim She'ein Lemachrayis Daraisa. Not the Rabbana. Not as Tosa says. You have to assume that all these are dinim Rabbana, and you have to assume Shibud Alav Daraisa. Even if Shibud Daraisa, Gvias HaShibudim requires Nechasim Sheyesh Lehem Achrayis. And therefore, there's no reason to assume that Rav Nachman will disagree with the broader picture. What about when it comes to Prisbal, for example? Whether Kosfer and Inkosfer and Prisbal Alavadim. Rav Nachman says, you cannot go ahead and write a Shtar Prisbal Alavadim. Good? Tosa says, that's because Prisbal is Rabbana. No, not necessarily. What's the Lundus, as he pointed out, of Prisbal and Karka? Why is it so necessary to have Karka? What's the answer? Because if the Lova possesses Karka, then you can argue that what? That the Chov is Kigavui Dami. That the Chov was already subject to Gvia. Why? Because truth, the Lova didn't pay me. But the Lova has Karka, and I have a kin in his Karka, and at any point in time I can be Gove his Karka. So therefore, Al-Fidin will view it as though the Chov was already Parua, Kegavui Dami. Even if you assume that Karka is Kegavui Dami, can you assume that an Eved is Kegavui Dami? An Eved that is 90? Of course not. An Eved is in the Machrayas, as the Ravid pointed out. No? Kegavui Dami. You'll go to be Govi or Eved, and he's not there. So that's the Chiddush of Rav Nachman. Not only because we're dealing with Prisbo, which is a Takana of Hillel Zakein, even if we're dealing with a Din Daraisa, one could argue that that which is a function of security, of Achrayis, then an Eved is Einam Achrayis. If it's true when it comes to Gvias HaShibudim, this is true when it comes to cases of Prisbo as well. We pointed out even when it comes to Kinyan Agav. No, the Lashon HaGemara, Nechasim She Yesh Len Achrayis, Nikdim Nechasim She Ein Lem Achrayis. If Agav is a function again of Nechasim She Yesh Lehem Achrayis, Rav Nachman writes, that doesn't apply to an Eved. Not only because Agav is a Din D'Rabbanan. Even if you assume like the Tosfos and Kedushin Daf Hey that Agav is a Kinyan D'Araisa, you could still distinguish between a Kinyan Agav as opposed to cases of Shvua or Onah or Mi'ilah. So far, three different halachos. Shabbos, which is a function of talush and mechubar, ona, or shvua, where the cheft is a dino kekarka, dino kemetaltalin, and gvias hashibudim, perhaps prusbon, perhaps even a kinyan agav, which is dependent on echasim sheish la'achrayis, and echasim she'en la'achrayis. Perhaps one could envision that there's a fourth category as well. Tosus and Shabbos daf pei alaf mabez. The Ramasko vihinicho. And Tosus in Gitnan daf zayin amabez. The Ramasko dilma. Take a look at the two Tosus. But Tosus assumes the following chiddush. What is true of Meleches Shabbos is true of Trumas and Maestras. That's the assumption of Tosus. And Tosus is bothered because that does not seem to be the case. But the assumption of Tosus is what is true of Dinei Shabbos is true of Trumas and Maestros. In other words, if you consider something to be Tolush when it comes to Dinei Shabbos, so therefore, how can there be a Chiyuv Trumas and Maestros midaraisa? And if there is a Chiyuv Trumas and Maestros, that's a raya that something al pidin is considered to be mechubar. Tosus assumes a very great chiddush that if you have an ati tanaku, if you have a flower pot with a hole in it, and it's not immediately resting on the ground, it's even al gabi yasedos. So Tosus writes the following chiddush that al pidin is called mechubar. It's mechubar when it comes to Trumas and Maestros. It's mechubar when it comes to Elchus Shabbos. That's Tosus' chiddush. That is called mechubar. And if a person will transport, right, that pot, one could be chayav mishum kotze. Tosus assumes in both cases what is true of Trumas and Maestros is true of Dinei Shabbos. And if you look in the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes the following: Elchus Shabbos, Parches Halacha Dalet. If you have a flower pot that has a hole in it, but it's elevated, it's not immediately adjacent, not resting on the ground, and you take that pot and v'hinicha al hakarka, the Rambam writes, chayiv mishum zoreya. That's called zoreya. Al gabi yaseidos, it's not mechubar. Now you're taking, you're making mechubar l'karka, again an atzi tanako. So the Rambam writes a chiddush. That's considered to be planting, because by putting it down, that is considered to be an act of zriya. Even though this is not the case when it comes to Trumas and Maestros. Why is that true? Because Pashup Shat, according to the Rambam's chiddush, the following: that Trumas and Maestros is a further halacha. That's not dependent on Chefte Shal Karka or Chefte Shal Mataltalin. Trumas and Maestros certainly is not dependent on whether it's Yesh L'Achrayas, Ein L'Achrayas. It's not even dependent on Mechubar versus Tolosh. According to the Rambam Shita, Trumas and Maestros is a function of Yenika. Is it nourished? Is it Yonek Min HaKarka? Is it Yonek Min HaKarka? And the Rambam writes, there's no stira to assume that will treat Hilchos Shabbos, which is dependent on Mechubar versus Tolush, differently than Trumas and Maestros. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. And then there's even a fifth halacha. The fifth halacha is the following, right? The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah and Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Often this is referred to as Karka versus Metaltalin, Mechubar versus Tolush, but it's a very different halacha. The Mishnah tells us the following: Hanachrim ha'ovdim esaharim ve'esagvos. You have goyim ovdei avodah zarah that worship a mountain. So what's the halach in such a case? The Mishnah tells us hein mutarin, the mountain itself, that's allowed. Umasha aleihen asurim, but that which is on it, that is asur. After all, the Torah tells us lo sachma kesef izahav aleihem. What does that mean? Rabbi Yosef says the following: Eloheihem al haharim, v'lo haharim Eloheihem. Their deity, which rests on the mountain, that's Avodah Zarah. The mountain itself cannot be Avodah Zarah. Similar halacha, right? The karka itself, the har is not going to become avodah zarah. Mashug going to bow down to the har, that's not avodah zarah. But the person bows down to something on the mountain, that's what the Torah tells us. That is nesar. That becomes avodah zarah. What is the factor? What is relevant? The Gemara says the following chiddush: whether it is yeshba tfisas yidei adam. Tfisas yidei adam. Was it affected by man? If something is erected by man, that potentially can become avodah zarah. If something is unaffected, if something is natural, in such a case, that is not the case. In that case, that will not become avodah zarah. The Gemara says avodah zarah daf mem vav med aleph explicitly, itmar. Avne hahar shenidaldalu. You have a rock of a mountain which became dislodged. Rashi writes the following. Dildalu means me'alehen. It became dislodged by itself. And all of a sudden a guy goes ahead and bows down to that rock. The Gemara says that that's already a machlokes. Rav Chin, Rav Yochanan. Chad amar mutaros. That's mutter. It doesn't become avodah zarah. Why not? Because the Gemara says the following. It's kehar. Mahar she'en bem tfisa sidei adam. Afhani ein bo tfisa sidei adam. Just as a har will not become avodah zarah because it was unaffected, man did not impact upon it. So therefore, if the earth somehow shakes and something breaks off, that was natural, that's ein bo tfisa sidei adam, that is dino kehar. No? That's a fifth halacha. See, normally we have a tendency of assuming that that which is mechuber is not nitfas and avodah zarah. It's not really mechuber versus talush. The Gemara writes, that's a halacha of tfisa sidei adam. These are five possibilities. And the Slavetrik pointed out the most of the structure. Five possibilities in the Hagdara of what is considered to be Karka and Metalpilin. Certain halachos are a function of Mechuba versus Talush, and others are dependent on whether it's Bechefta, Dino Ke Karka, Dino Ke Metalpilin, and others are dependent on whether it's Yesh Lachrayas, En Lachrayas. The Rambam's Chiddush of Chumas and Maisos, a different halacha dependent on Yenika, whether it's nourished or whether it is not Min HaKarka. And then what we find explicitly in the Sugya of Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah, yeah, in most cases it's Karka versus Metalpilin, but that is not the Mechayim. There it's a function whether it was natural, whether it was affected, impacted, Ayidei Adam, whether there was Tfisas Yad Adam in these cases. Poshim Shat as the Chiddush of Rav Nachman, according to these Rishonim. You don't have to assume that you're dealing with the Din D'Rabbanan as Tosfos writes, even if it would be Mikra HaDin D'Araisa, but you can't equate all of these halachot. And therefore, one could argue that, in some respects, as the Ravid writes, that an Eved is Dino Kekarka. However, an Eved is Nechasim She'en L'machrayis. And therefore, when it comes to Gviyas HaShimudim, Rav Nachman writes, we're going to treat that as a Davar HaMetalto. We're not going to treat that as a case of Karka Mamish. We have to begin the Sugya, right? This was the Ha'ar of Tosus, but we'll have to discuss again the essence of the Sugya of Eved Kanani. Exactly how, in fact, that works. Right? We'll have to start this next time. Take a look in Rashi in the Sugya, in the cases of Eved Kanani, the Chiddush of Rava, Rashi invokes Shlichus. Now, in the case of Halach Mana, he's Kadshi B'ploni. So how is that Mekudeshes V'din Eved Kanani? So Rashi writes immediately, Hu Shlucho. No? After all, he is your Shliach. The Maisa Kedushin is being done through him as your Shliach. And the Chiddush is that even the Ma'os, the Kesef Kedushin, can be that which belongs to the Shliach. It does not have to belong to the Baal. That is the halacha of Eved Kanani. It's interesting, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Ishus, in Perakei Halacha Chaf Beis, the Rambam quotes the halacha of Eved Kanani without any mention whatsoever of Shlichus at all. In fact, the Rambam describes the case of Argamav Eved Kanani where the Mekadesh is the Baal himself. He does the Maisa Kedushin. Not that that is being done through a third party. The Rambam describes the case as being that Amar La, a third person, says to a woman the following, that Hein Lach Dinar Zebe Matana, go ahead and take this sum as a Matana and Viskad Shiliploni. And then the Rambam writes that what happens And all of a sudden, now the Baal speaks up. Hare at mekudeshesli bahanazu habalacha biglali. Now, that's the Chiddush. The Maisa Kedushin is being done by the Baal itself. However, where is the Kesef Kedushin? The Kesef Kedushin was supplied through someone else. And the Rambam writes, the Lashon of the Kedushin is mekudeshesli bahanazu habalacha biglali. After all, that guy gave that to you for the purpose of marrying me. That will serve as the Kesef Kedushin. This is what we'll have to discuss now in these instances. What exactly is the relationship between Eved Knani and a din of Shlichus? Are they two different halachos, or somehow is this halach of Eved Knani rooted in Shlichus? Ask a very simple question. Ain Shlichus Lanachri? No? Ain Shlichus Lanachri? The halach of Eved Knani, would that work when it comes to an Achri? Or would that not? Now, so there's a piece that Reb Chaim has in Hosos Mava Velova, Perakei Halacha Gimel, and take a look at the Ktzos in Simen Kuf Tzari Hei, Sif Katan Tes, and Kuf Chav Gimel, Sif Katan Hei. The relationship of Shlichus and Din Eved Knani. A fascinating machlokes. When we speak about Shichur Eved, what's the whole source of Eved Knani? The Kesef is Ayyidei Acherim. How is it that Eved is Kones Atzmo? No, Kamasha Kanev, come in a Rambo. The answer is Kesef is Ayyidei Acherim. That's the Kiddush of Din Eved Knani. What's the case of Eved Knani? And Eved Knani is one who is Ma'al V'tova, no? He had Mila, he had Tfila, he has a Mikzas Kedushas Yisrael. What happens if you have an Eved Knani? Amkona one is an Eved, and as of yet, he did not undergo Mila and Tfila. Mila and Tfila did not yet occur. That's straight Dino Kenachri. No? Would you allow Shichur HaEved Al Yidei Kesef? How would you Meshachar? How would you Meshachar the Eved? Kamasha Kanev Kanarabo. The answer is Kesef is Ayyidei Acherim, a third party will give the Kesef to the Adam for the purpose of freeing this Eved Knani. But before Mila Utfili doesn't have the status of an Eved Knani in terms of Kedusha, there is Dino Kenachri. The Beis Yosef quotes a great Chiddush, Reish Samach Zayin, the Shita of Rabbeinu Yerucha. That's not going to work. No, it's not going to work. That this Eved will not be Yotzei Ayyidei Kesef, even Ayyidei Acherim, because he doesn't have a Kedusha Eved Knani. What is that Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yerucham? That Eved Knani is a form of Shlichus. And Ein Shlichus La'akum. The Ramban disagrees. Right, this we'll have to see. Rashi, the Rambam and our Sugya, right, the Machlokas are shown in the Ktzos and Reb Chaim. What is the relationship? Is Eved Knani part of Gidrei Shlichus? That the one who supplies the money is representing the Eved? And therefore that is considered to be the Matan Maos, or do we assume that no? That even without any form of Shlichus whatsoever, you can have a Piron in a Sina, which is Al Yedei Achim. Okay, so we'll have to pick up Nes Hashem tomorrow, we'll already start in Yanei Pesach. Okay, and we'll have to talk about Shir for next week. I know the schedule is a little bit unreasonable, but to assume Shirun throughout the evening until Berikas Chametz, but we'll have to let me know who's going to be here and who's not going to be here. The assumption is we'll have Shir, I think, through this week, and I think Shir on Sunday at least as well. I think we'll start in Yanei Pesach.